Hello, this is the second part of the periodic trends. You should have already completed the introduction to atomic radii sections. So we're going to be starting off in slide number 8 with ionization energy. Ionization energy, as the slide says, is the minimum energy required to remove the first valence electron from the atom. The atom actually is in the gas phase. Now, what does the ionization energy really mean? Well, what's holding the valence electron to the atom? Well, of course, it's Coulombic force. So therefore, the ionization energy basically is the same as the Coulombic force, except it's in the opposite direction. In essence, the Coulombic force is pulling the valence electrons into the nucleus, and the ionization energy is the amount of energy you need to remove it. So, trend-wise, the Coulombic force and ionization energy should be the same. Okay? And most of the times what we say is if the valence electron has a high Coulombic force, it means it's tightly held to the nucleus. Therefore, it takes a lot of energy, a high ionization energy, to remove that valence electron. As opposed to when the valence electron is loosely held to the nucleus, it takes less energy, ionization energy, to remove it. So, you can actually have or remove more than one valence electron. The periodic trends will be talking simply about what is called the first ionization energy, the first time you remove a valence electron. You can actually remove more than one valence electron, and they're called higher ionization energies. Higher ionization energies, looking at that compared to the element, is a topic that we'll leave to AP. What it really shows you is that some elements, for example, aluminum, requires, when it becomes an ion, to be a +3 charge as opposed to some other charge. And that is solely due to how much energy it takes to remove the valence electron from the nucleus. But that is for an AP class, not a level 1 class. So, we need to go on. We're going from slide 8 to slide 9. And slide 9 is a picture of the graph of the first ionization energies versus atomic number. As you can see, they've highlighted the group in one color. So if you look at helium, neon, argon, krypton, xenon, or the alkali group, which is lithium, sodium, potassium, rubidium, or the yellow circles, what you see is the ionization energy as you go down the group decreases. If you look in between them, the yellow ball and the blue ball, that is the ionization energy as you go across a period. And as you can see, for almost all the trends, it's increasing. We will talk about simply the second energy level in the or row and the third energy level or row. And what you see is that there is an increase in ionization energy as you go across a period. There is, however, if you look, some two distinct places or dips in that general trend, which we call exceptions to the first ionization energy rule, and we will talk about those also. But in general, as you go across a period, the ionization energy decreases. So, the next slide, which is slide 10, is actually the same exact information as above, but in table form. So it's showing you the same thing. It just includes second and third ionization energies, where, again, if you wanted to talk about those higher ionization energies and how they relate to the charge of an element, you can. But again, that's for AP, not for level 1. So if we go to 11, slide 11, what we see is the general trends, which is as you go down a group, the ionization energy decreases, and as you go across a period, the ionization energy increases. So in slide 12, let's get to the reasons. So down a group, we had said the ionization energy decreases. That's the trend. The reason? Well, ionization energy is basically how much energy it would take to pull that valence away from the nucleus. Well, what's holding it to the nucleus? Coulombic force. So as the reason is, as you go down a group, the valence electrons are in higher energy levels, further away from the nucleus. The Coulombic force is less. Therefore, it takes less energy to remove that valence electron because it's held less tightly. Going across a period, the ionization energy is increasing, which should make sense because going across a period, the valence electrons are all in the same energy level, so adding valence electrons to the same energy level. However, the nuclear charge is increasing as you go across the period. So there's more pull of that valence electron, or the higher Coulombic force of those valence electrons to the nucleus, so they're getting closer to the nucleus, and therefore their Coulombic force is higher, therefore it's going to take more energy to remove that valence electron, i.e., the ionization energy increases as you go across the period. Now, slide number 13 looks at the two exceptions to ionization energy. This is not explained in your book anywhere, so please listen carefully. If you go back to the slide with the graph of the ionization energy, which is slide number 9, and you look at the second energy level, which is the second grouping, what you see is that it's in general going, ionization is going up, but once you hit beryllium and you go to boron, it actually drops down and then it proceeds to go up again until you hit nitrogen, and then from nitrogen to oxygen, it goes down again, then proceeds to go up. And the same trend works in the next energy level or next row. So these two locations are exceptions to the ionization energy trend of increasing as you go across a period. In for the second energy level, those particular locations, now I'm going to flip back to the current slide, which is slide 13, and we see that the exceptions go from, the first exception go from beryllium to boron, where also in the third energy level, it's not beryllium or boron, but it's magnesium to aluminum. So there are two examples of this exception. And the trend is the exception. Though, therefore, the trend should be the opposite of the general trend. So if the general trend is increasing ionization, the exception is decreasing ionization energy from beryllium to boron. Well, why is this occurring? It has to do with the valence electrons. Now, as you know, the general trend is as you go across, the Coulombic force is increasing due to nuclear charge. Well, the exception most likely will have something to do with the other guy, which is the distance of valence electrons away from the nucleus. So if you look, beryllium has its valence electrons in the s orbital. And boron has its valence electrons in the p orbital. And as you know, s and p orbitals, the p is ever so slightly further away from the nucleus than the s. Therefore, that valence electron is ever so slightly away from the nucleus compared to the s in beryllium. So even though the general trend that's going on is it's the nuclear charge that causes the ionization energy to increase. Just at this spot between beryllium and boron, what happens is that this change in distance causes the ionization energy to decrease because it's ever so slightly further away from the nucleus. Less Coulombic force, less energy you need to remove it. So from beryllium to boron, it actually goes down. The general trend continues, increasing ionization and energy with increasing number of protons, until you get to nitrogen. In between nitrogen and oxygen, the same thing occurs. It actually, oxygen's ionization energy is actually less than nitrogen's. And the reason here is, again, about the distance away from the nucleus of the valence electrons. But it's not an S&P block difference. What it is deals with Hund's rule. Nitrogen has one valence electron in each of the p orbitals. Well, oxygen has four valence electrons it needs to put in the p. So it's going to take one in each, but then that fourth electron will need to double up with somebody else. Well, when it doubles up, now you have two valence electrons in the same orbital, therefore very close together. What will two negative charged particles do? They will repel. So that second valence electron is ever so slightly further away from the nucleus than the first one. Therefore, that ever so slightly distance causes the ionization energy to decrease. What they call it is, they call it electron-electron repulsion in and orbital. So the reason for the nitrogen-oxygen trend of decreasing ionization energy is since you have electron-electron repulsion in an orbital, that valence electron is going to be ever so slightly further away from the nucleus than its counterpart in nitrogen. Therefore, further away, less Coulombic force, less valence less ionization energy to remove it. Well, Mr. Kyle, what happens when you go to fluorine? Why wouldn't it drop? Well, the addition of that one additional proton causes that electron-electron repulsion in an orbital to not be significant. So simply by adding in another proton to the nucleus, that overshadows the electron repulsion in the orbital. So it goes back to the general trend, which is increasing ionization energy. So I hope that helps out with the two exceptions to the ionization energy. And we need to go to the next chapter, next slide, which is slide number 14, which will now talk about electronegativity. Now, electronegativity is the ability of an atom in a chemical bond to attract the shared electrons.
Mr. Scott, could you please come down to the main office, Mr. Scott?
Sorry about that. So electronegativity is the ability of an atom in a chemical bond to attract the shared valence electrons to itself. In other words, what we have here is we have two atoms that are sharing their electrons. And the higher electronegativity value atom, those shared electrons are going to be closer to that atom than the other atom when they're being shared. Okay? And when we get into bonding, we'll talk about this a little bit more. Before what I told you, or maybe I haven't yet, but if you look, fluorine is the highest electronegativity value. So one way in which you can look at it is whatever element is closest to the fluorine will have the higher electronegativity value. Now, next slide, which is slide 15, what you see is that it's a table of electronegativity values. The interesting thing about electronegativity values, which are completely made up, just it's a made up thing. It's not. It's a function of several different trends. Pauling actually made this number system up. There are several. There's a couple elements that actually have the same electronegativity value. So we will be. I'll make sure on the test or quiz that I won't ask you those in particular. We will simply go with the general trends, which is the next. Which is the next slide, which is slide 16. So as you go down a group, what happens to the valence electrons? They get further away from each other. Okay, and when they get further away from each other, they have less. There's less pull, and there's less pull. Therefore, if you have two valence electrons, excuse me, two atoms, and you're sharing electrons, well, the atom with the lower electronegativity value won't pull as much. So therefore, they will allow the valence electrons to be pushed to the other side, close to the other atom. So therefore, you would expect elements that have low Coulombic force to have very low electronegativity values. And as you can see from the table above, that is true. Okay, so going down the group, the trend is for decreasing electronegativity. The reason is the valence electrons are in higher energy levels, further away from the nucleus. They have less Coulombic force, and if they have less Coulombic force, when they share electrons, they won't be pulling those shared electrons to themselves as much as the person or the atom with the higher electronegativity value. Okay? Going across the period, the trend would increase. The reason is the valence electrons, even though the valence electrons are in the same energy level, it's the Coulombic, excuse me, it's the nuclear charge or the number of protons that are increasing, causing the Coulombic force to increase. So those valence electrons are being pushed more closely to the nucleus as you go across. Well, that also occurs when you're sharing electrons. That element tends to pull those shared electrons closer to it, thereby having a higher electronegativity value. Okay, we'll stop here for now, and the next audio file will deal with the last two characteristic or pair of trends, which is ionization energy and metallic characteristic.